Outside of Murphy in Cherokee County at the tip of western North Carolina, we're headed to a small farm where innovation brought one woman a new career. Past a wide creek and a pasture of running horses, the small RCP Farms sits outside of Murphy. California native Christina Newhouse has lived here since 2005 when she moved across the country with her husband Robert. Right now, Newhouse is keeping a close eye on her high tunnel because squirrels have been sneaking in and eating her strawberries.
So we had lots and lots of strawberries that were just starting to set. As you can see, here's one right here. And it's got a little bite out of it. And so that's from the squirrels. Let's see if we can find you one without... Here, you can have this one.
A high tunnel looks like a greenhouse. The big difference is that the plants are in the ground, not in pots. The plastic sides help heat up the soil so farmers can plant crops early and grow them year-round. That's why her strawberries were ready back in April. It gets toasty in the high tunnel.
Yeah, so I'm glad you noticed that. So my mother actually calls this the hot tunnel instead of the high tunnel.
In 2013, she heard about a new government program promoting and funding this unique farming method. The higher yield and help paying for the structure were too good to pass up. That's when she started growing organic ginger and turmeric.
Everything that I've ever grown was, you know, I wanted to grow something that somebody else wasn't. You know, I really wanted to capitalize on that market opportunity.
She's been so successful with high tunnel farming that the local Cherokee County Extension agent convinced her to teach other farmers how to plant and market high tunnel crops.
I grow a variety of produce, and I do a lot of trials to see how well things actually produce in the high tunnel so that when I do my classes, I can give that information.
Newhouse has taught high tunnel workshops for the last 4 years across the 7 westernmost counties of the state. These workshops are funded by grants from the National Resource Conservation Service's High Tunnel Initiative. The program started in 2010.
As they continue to do what they're supposed to do, they become more popular. And if it works, it works.
And it seems to be working. Newhouse estimates there are about 100 farmers who have adopted the method in the region. Many, she says, were her students. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.